Craig, I'm still in the stand-up mode in the stand-up studio. I just got away with the chair. But thanks to our next guest, I think I have to stand up a little bit straighter. We'll see what help we can get from chiropractor Dr. Stephen Knopf this morning. Good morning, doctor. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm well. How are you?
We are great. Here to talk a little bit about the importance of, I guess, chiropractic health and seeing a chiropractor. Tell us a little bit about sort of the benefits of that and things that really impact us on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a great question. Chiropractic care can play an essential role in helping us stay active, stay moving. It can help improve our performance. It can reduce our recovery time and really just overall support just better health in general. You know, we've got fall season coming up on us, so people will be out raking or doing house chores, or you know, those who even want to aspire to be a professional athlete, chiropractic adjustments are a natural drug-free option that can help your body just continue to work at its best.
So talk a little bit about those adjustments. What exactly are you doing, and what are we straightening or adjusting, I guess, the best way to put it?
It's a question that a lot of patients have. When we're doing an adjustment, what we're doing is we're adding motion back into the spine or the joint that we're working on. So it could be shoulders, elbows, ankles, knees. It's not just limited to the spine, which I think a lot of people think that's the only thing that we work on. So when we add motion back into the joint, it allows your body to move more freely. And what that does is it allows you to react to all the kind of stress that you put your body through throughout the day, whether you know you're doing household chores or you're out playing pickleball, your body will be able to handle that stress a little bit better.
Talk a little bit about, I guess, how often something like this is done and what's the is there anything that people do outside of when they come to see you or something like that? In other words, is there sort of like take home ideas and things of that nature?
Yeah. So typically for patients that are seeing a chiropractor, we'll see patients a little bit more frequently because they come in with some kind of issue, whether that's neck pain, back pain, headaches. Those are really very common issues that we see a lot of patients for. And so we'll see patients a little bit more frequently at the beginning of their treatment plan. But as they get better, we start to back off and ease up on the number of visits and how often we see them. As we do that, we'll give patients instructions for exercises or stretches or things that they can do at home to help maintain their health and wellness, too. So it's not just all about the adjustment. You can do a lot of different things, including nutritional things, to support your overall health and wellness.
Do men and women have different sorts of issues?
There can be, but when it really comes to physical health, men, women, children, active seniors, we see a lot of the same reoccurring issues because what often happens is there's just a lot of physical stress that all of us put ourselves through. And so really, you know, we tend to see the same things by job type. So people that sit for long periods of times, they often get upper back and neck pain with headaches. People that are on their feet typically get low back issues. Hairstylists get a lot of headaches and tingling into their arms and hands. So it's really more by job type or the hobbies that you engage in that really determine what are some of the more common things that patients experience.
Talking this morning with chiropractor Dr. Stephen Knopf. He is Vice President of Chiropractic and Compliance at The Joint Chiropractic. Do you ever, like, just randomly in a crowd look at somebody and goes, I could fix that. I could take care of that. They need a little help over here.
Yeah. I think it's unavoidable. That's part of being a chiropractor. You like to observe those things, how people walk, and some people might walk with a limp, and you start to think about what could be going on. Is it low back? Is it their knee? It's I think just a unavoidable thing for chiropractors to observe that.
Any tips you can give us this morning for people who are maybe starting to get out of bed or just starting their day that you think is important, maybe just on a routine?
Sure. A couple of great quick tips for everybody. First, stretch. And I think that's something that we all know, but a lot of us really just aren't good at. If you can start stretching just maybe 3-5 minutes at the beginning of your day and at the end of your day, that can really help your physical health quite a bit. Make sure to stretch before and after any activities. That's just a great way to warm up and prevent injuries. The next is focus on sleep. A lot of us overlook the importance of sleep, but that's when our bodies spend time healing and recovering and getting ready for the next day. So getting 7-8 hours of sleep is really very important. And the final one is to really invest in good footwear. A lot of what we do can put a lot of physical stress through our feet, and that can translate to our back, our upper back, other areas of the body. And so really having good shoes is a great first line of defense for reducing that stress we put on our bodies.
Okay, so sometimes I see videos or things of people getting maybe some sort of chiropractic adjustment, or maybe there's a little device kind of a thing involved, and there's like this big pop thing that happens. What's going on when that takes place? What is that happening?
There's a lot of different ways that patients can be adjusted, whether that's the doctor using their hands. They might use an instrument that has a spring-loaded thing. They may even use part of the table that can drop up and down and make some loud noises. But regardless of the kind of adjustment that the doctor is using, the idea is still the same. We want to improve or restore motion into an area of the body that just isn't moving well. That way, we keep you flexible, moving in a balanced way so that you can handle stress. The pops and the cracks and all the sounds that come with adjustments, they may or may not always happen, is number one. So it doesn't always happen. I think a lot of online videos show that because people enjoy watching that aspect of it. But really, that's just an air bubble that forms and pops in the joint. It's not causing any damage to the joint or surrounding tissue.
It's almost like when I crack a knuckle sort of thing, a similar thing, but maybe on a little larger scale than that. Hey, we appreciate all the talk today. And again, I've been trying to stand up straighter a little bit. I've even seen things where maybe I can use the wall to kind of help me get a little bit of a better alignment on this. What's a place if we can get some good information or maybe just get some other tips as well this morning?
Yeah, for more information, people can visit thejoint.com.